Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgating, making his 19th appearance with us as NFL stats guru and a member of our 2015 Hall of Fame class, Russell Baxter. You can find Russell's articles all over the internet, particularly on his site, profootballguru.com, as well as NFL Spin Zone, Fansided, and the new one, NFLVibe.com as well. And also alongside of Russell is Julie Voigt, and Julie writes for Russell's sites, plus OurTurfFB.com, OurTurfFootball.com, plus hosts her own podcast called Jules Colts Corner, which you can find out on Spreaker. And we are glad that we have both of them with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Good evening, Russell. Good evening, Julie. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Hey, good evening.
Yes, ladies first. That's how I was raised.
Dad.
Good evening, Julie. Good evening, Chris. Good evening, Bob. And thanks so much for having both of us on. I really appreciate it. Julie and I are very excited about what's going on with NFL Vibe. And we pounded out another piece tonight, as a matter of fact, talking about very timely the New England Patriots and what's going on with them after the big news today about Josh Gordon.
Absolutely. And talk about NFL Vibe, Russell. I know that's a newer venture that you guys have both put together.
Yeah, Julie had been writing for me for ProFootballGuru.com. She had started back up over the summer. And, first off, a little on her background. For many years, was the NFL female reporter for NFL Female. I probably didn't word that the correct way, okay? She was the pulse reporter for NFL Female. Of course, NFL Female was our turf football. And she started writing for me for ProFootballGuru.com. She's now back writing for me and our turf. But more importantly, we have Voigt's Insights and we have Baxter's Expertise, V-I-B-E. And it's really a lot of fun because we have collaborated on a number of pieces, especially the last couple of weeks, previewing Chiefs Chargers, previewing Steelers Patriots. Today, Joy did an outstanding job. Getting ready for tonight, not only tonight's show, but putting together, the outline of a piece about what's going on with New England. We're not used to seeing New England in the position that they are right now. Then, of course, today, the news about Josh Gordon. It's very unsettling with the Patriots. This is usually when they play their best football. And like I said, Julie put together some great notes combined with what I did. And I just think we're having a lot of fun, and it's been very, very well received so far, Chris and Bob.
So, Julie, to that end, let's start right there. Talk about what your insights are and what's going on with the Patriots. To Russell's point, we're typically, looking at a Patriots team that is vying for the number one seed and, a first round bye. And that certainly doesn't look like it's going to be a part of the equation this year. And, things that we've never seen from them before. They've lost two in a row, first time since 2002. They've lost three of their last five games. This is all very unpatriot-like. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's very unpatriot-like, and currently right now they're in danger of breaking their 10th AFC East championship. So that's really big. We're sitting there thinking, what could possibly be going wrong? Is Brady actually up at that age? We have Gronkowski pretty much limping everywhere, and it's not a pretty picture. But then yet, in a way, you don't really want to sleep on the Patriots because, worse things have happened before, and here we are, they're still in contention, and anything can happen.
And Julie, I also want to get your thoughts on the Colts. I know you've been covering them for a while, and this is a team that we sort of all left for dead after week 6 when they were 1-5, but they've come on. They're winners of 7 of their last 8 games. They're coming off a shutout of the Cowboys, and the Cowboys haven't been shut out since week 11 of 2003. Is this a team, if they can make their way into the playoffs, and right now they're the 7th seed, but if they can get in, are they dangerous?
Oh, yes. I think a lot of teams are actually fearing to play the Colts in the playoffs, and we're just one fumble away, pretty much, for lack of better words. You have Ravens here, these are on top there, and it's just one loss with them. Definitely the Colts can move right on up there. We have the Giants coming up. Things a little wishy-washy with Eli Manning, but we also have to watch out with Saquon Barkley. And our defense is really going to have to play this game, and I think it's going to end up being the game of defenses again with the Giants. And then, of course, we have the Titans coming right back up at Tennessee. So their defense can be a little strong, but I think we handled them pretty well when they came a couple weeks ago. So I think anything can happen at this point. I know it's probably going to wind down to the last week of the season, and kind of we're just going to have to hang tight and see what happens from there.
Russell, I want to talk a little NFL history with you, because in this day and age where defensive backs are barely allowed to cover wide receivers without getting penalized, and quarterback completion percentages are going through the roof, as are passing, you know, yards and touchdowns and all of that sort of thing, which is what the league wants, more scoring, I get it. But as fans and media members always like to do, we compare players from different eras. Who's the greatest of all time at this and that? And as the game moves forward, we're going to start seeing quarterbacks throw for crazy amounts of yards and crazy number of touchdowns. And the guys from, like Bob and I were talking about at the top of the show, from our era, the Bradshaws and the Staubachs and the Kenny Stablers and the Otto Grahams and the Joe Montanas and all those guys are going to be way down the passing list for yardage and touchdowns compared to what we're going to see in the future. What's your thought? You know, how do we not let those guys disappear into oblivion?
Well, listen, our memories are ingrained with those players. And, you know, as we know, numbers are one thing and performance is another. Okay. Just because you have the most of something doesn't make you the best in something. You know, how do you forget the cat? How do you forget Joe Montana to John Taylor with 34 seconds left in Super Bowl 23? You know, how do you forget Terry Bradshaw to Lynn Swann in Super Bowl 10? You don't forget those things. In fact, I think some of that stuff is more ingrained in people's memories than anything else. So the numbers are great, and they're fantastic. And I find it very ironic that the last couple of weeks they're kind of dipping down a little. So more running, less passing. You know, listen, we have the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's going to be interesting to see how the more modern day guys are treated by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, there's always been kind of this weird thing with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Chris and Bob, in terms of wide receivers and numbers and so on. Well, these numbers are being elevated, but someone's throwing them the ball. So are the quarterbacks of the modern era going to be stifled a little as well in terms of the Hall of Fame? I'll be watching that very closely.
I have questions for Russell and Julie.
Yeah, it's great talking to you guys. I want to start with Julie, Russ. Women first here, and it's the Julia. I'm so happy for Andrew Luck this year. He's always been one of my favorite guys. I love the Cerebo guys, the Stanford guys, and during the summer last year, we heard weren't sure about his arm and shoulder, and if he'd ever be the same. And he is actually going to come close to probably his best touchdown year. He's going to be over 4,000 yards, and it's the main thing is he stayed healthy. Did you really think, Julie, that he'd have this good a year after all the injury stuff we heard about over the last year?
You know, I mean, as a fan, you have your worries. You're going into the unknown, and, you know, after him having a whole season off and then some, you're kind of, you know, hesitant to see if you're going to put all your confidence in him. And I know in the beginning of the season, and I think this had to do with, I mean, not only the injuries that we faced that caused us to have that 1-5 record, I think he was actually struggling himself to try to get himself back into the rhythm and back into, you know, who Andrew Luck used to be. And I believe that once all these injuries started healing themselves, he started having his usual weapons that he likes to turn to, he just turned into Andrew Luck again and then some. He's just, you know, awesome. He's having the best career of, you know, the best season of his career, pretty much. You know, he's out there breaking records, and so far with his, you know, the weapons that he does have, that offensive line is just monstrous right now. And against Dallas, he had another game where Andrew Luck was sackless. And everything is just coming all together. And I think the main piece, which was Andrew Luck, Frank Wright fighting in him that he can do this. And it's just all coming together. And it's phenomenal to watch him just do what he does best. And we have our young quarterback, and he's going to take us far, I think, in the next couple seasons. Just give it time.
And Russ, I got to ask you about up here in the Northeast, as you know, in the news almost weekly is the Giants quarterback situation. Eli Manning, did he play himself into another year? It seemed like about 2 months ago he was a forgotten guy, and now with the Kyle Lauletta thing, there's a guy that probably messed up his career a little bit. Talk about it, Russ. What have you heard? What do you think's going to happen? And who are they going to pair with Barkley for the next few years here?
Well, I think it's a matter of seeing who's available wherever they pick next year and doing their due diligence. I think they could, you know, to me, they're better off getting a little more offensive line help. Eventually Eli Manning's going to step down. You know, I still insist they got the right guy and Saquon Barkley. A lot of people, you know, why didn't go Sam Darnold? You mean so Sam Darnold can get sacked a bunch of times and have no one to hand the ball off to? So, Saquon Barkley, in a lot of people's eyes, scouts and even other players, was the best player available. I think he's proven that, okay? I think he's the front runner for Offensive Rookie of the Year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious on how it will all come down. Now, Dave Gettleman is, he did a good job this year, I think. I think they maybe overpaid a little for Nate Solder, and he wasn't what they thought he was going to be. I just find it interesting that there's this faction of people who are almost criticizing the Giants for winning football games down the stretch here. Haven't we learned yet that it doesn't matter where you draft? It matters who's doing the drafting.
Right.
You know, the Cleveland Browns were horrible for how long? They kept on picking high. Maybe the Cleveland Browns were going 0-16 so they could get the number one pick every year. Maybe that, you know. That's a good standing philosophy.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, how did the Patriots, how did the Steelers, how did the Packers? Oh, you know, the Packers have not drafted well the last couple of years. Okay? So, I don't know if it's a matter of Eli buying time. Okay? I think his performance is what you have to take a look at. And last week they were miserable against Tennessee, and they were miserable stopping the run and, you know, crappy conditions, except they both had to play in crappy conditions. But I think they will look at a quarterback high next year, but I don't think they're going to push it at all. And it's been an uneven year with Odell Beckham Jr. being hurt and Evan Ingram hurt for a little bit and so on. So this is a team that was devoid of talent with Dave Gettleman taking over. I think he plugged somebody, a few people in. I think they have to weed out their defense, which they paid a lot of money for a couple of years ago and has not answered the bell the last two seasons. So I think their problems are less about Eli Manning and more about the talent base on the entire team.
Russell, just one more before we let you go. And I continue to insist on the show that defense wins championships. High-scoring offenses do not. You know this better than any of us, but I believe that none of the record-setting offenses for points or yardage in a season has ever won a Super Bowl. I mean, you think about the 98 Vikings, the 07 Patriots come to mind. So your thoughts, could a team like the Bears, who we saw shut down the Rams a couple of weeks ago, or the Cowboys or the Ravens or the Titans, any one of these that have a really good defense, if they get into the playoffs, and most of these teams, some of these teams will, some of these teams won't, but if they do get in there, could they ride their defenses all the way to a Super Bowl?
Well, all I know is the 9 highest scoring teams in NFL history in terms of points of in the season didn't win the Super Bowl. All I know is the quarterback who led the league in passing yards has never won the Super Bowl the same season, and that's a 52-year history. All I know is that only one quarterback has ever won the Super Bowl throwing at least 40 touchdown passes in a season, and that was Kurt Warner. The answer to your question is yes, yes, yes. Defense does still win championships, and defense will determine who wins this championship. And I, you know, you're asking Julie about the Colts, and you look at what they've done on their offensive line. You look at what they've done with their running game. But Matt Eberflus has done an outstanding job with that defense. They have really turned it on. I mean, even if you go back to some of the games they played this year early on when they were struggling. You know, a lot of that was turnover. I mean, they had that miserable game against the Jets, okay? But if I remember right, the Jets offense didn't score a lot of touchdowns. They had a lot of field goals. They had a pick six, et cetera, et cetera. A year ago, the Colts were 30th in total yards allowed. This year, so far, they're 10th. So I'm sure Julie can probably speak more on that in terms of what they're doing defensively. You know, she gets a bird's eye view of all the home games and so on. And I know she's very high, as a lot of people are, on Darius Leonard.
So, yeah, Julie, give us your thoughts. Can the Colts defense help them, you know, go very far into the playoffs? Is this a team? We talked about the offense, but is the defense something that could also carry them?
You know, when I started writing again over the summer, I was really looking closely to this defense, and I always wanted more on there. I didn't think they would step up as much as they have so far. I always used to say that, you know, we needed just a little more, you know, maybe it's coming to draft or free agency, we can fill in those holes. But they have just evolved so fastly right now. Just like Russell said, Darius Leonard, my guy, 146 tackles this season as a rookie, and he only had 11 tackles versus Dallas. He's already holding the franchise record for, you know, record recorded on sacks, and the last time that happened was with Jarrell Freeman. We also acquired DeMeco Autry. He was the one that blocked that field goal against Dallas and pretty much sparked up the whole game, because in the beginning, that game was just a crazy game, and I think that's what started it up. But I don't give Matt Eberflus a lot of credit, and I think I need to start giving him a lot of credit with his defense. Like I said, to give them a couple of years, and they're going to be a very, very dangerous team.
Before we let you guys go, Julie, let our listeners know where they can catch your podcast and also check out all the things that you're doing online as well.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Julie_NFL, where I write and post all my articles from Pro Football Guru for NFL Vibe and Archer Football. And then you can also find our podcast. Jules Colts Pod is the Twitter handle. And I also do For the Fan NFL Podcast with Jim Jass and Wanda Weidman, who is also from Archer. And you can find all that on my Twitter page.
Russell, let our listeners know how they can follow you as well.
Oh, I just follow Julie. I just kind of leave it at that. So.
Good choice.
Yeah. Facts Football Guru, NFL_Vibe. And that's really it. I mean, I've told you before, it's almost like a threat. If you follow me on Bags Football Guru, everything that I write, and now, of course, everything that Julie and I write, will be sent to you, whether it's 3 p.m. or 3 a.m. And again, I really am excited about the direction of NFL Vibe. It is a lot of fun pairing with someone who has the same kind of passion and love for the game that I do. And, you know, I've always credited my career to that passion. And working with Julie has been a lot of fun to date. And we have so many other things planned down the road when it comes to NFL Vibe, you know, a possible podcast, maybe a television show, perhaps a detergent.
Keep it clean, Russ.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it clean.
The sky's the absolute limit. And sorry, Julie, I guess I'm just breaking all this news for you right now. So no, it's a lot of fun collaborating with somebody. And again, the work she's done over the last couple of months, I'm just glad for Colt fans that Julie's writing again.
Well, it's
and
been
I
great
didn't
having
have to
you
pay
both.
Him to say that.
That's right. It's been great having you guys both on the show. And as you guys are ready to break new things, please let us know. Come back and share it with us, because both of you are great. Russell, you know how much we really appreciate you as a member of our Guest Hall of Fame. But you guys have been great tonight. Happy holidays to you and your families. We look forward to catching up with both of you soon.
Always welcome.
You got it. Thank you. And by the way, Julie, thank you for the PayPal notice I just got. I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime.
Take care, guys.
Happy holidays,
we'll catch
everyone.
Soon.
Good night, guys.
See ya. That is the great Russell Baxter and Julie Voigt. And again, you can find them all over the net. But Pro Football Guru is where it started. And they've now obviously got now NFLVibe.com. And Russell's also on NFL Spin Zone and Fansided. And Julie's got a great podcast as well that you can find over on Spreaker. So great stuff from them. We've got our next guest, Tony Collins, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Tony on the other side of this quick station break.